I start my walk alone, but I am not alone. In the park, there are lots of other people walking, keeping a distance. Some people ruin the time outside, playing music from their phone that nobody wants to hear. I walk behind an older couple. I slow my pace to match theirs, so I can keep a distance. People don't know how to react in these times. You overtake somebody and they get annoyed. They fear you're getting too close. Dogs are barking. I stop at the sensory garden, a garden for the blind. There's a wind chime that chimes when the wind blows. The town hall bell rings as the clock strikes three. There's lavender planted here. There's almost too many people in the park. I thought of you too as I made my way through the woods. Pictured you walking next to me, your footsteps mirroring mine. And we walked past yet another person playing awful music from their phone. We passed children on bicycles, dogs and people. Some people smile, others don't. Some people say hello, others go by without a word. It's spring here, the time of year when the temperature changes. One minute it's warm, the next it's freezing cold. It's hard to decide what one should wear. There's a mixture of choices going on in the park today. Some are dressed in hat and fleece, others shorts and t-shirt. I wear a thin jumper and a thin jacket, comfortably warm. I like to be warm. I feel more comfortable. I pass a section of the path where trees cast a shadow as the light shines through its branches, down onto scattered shards of stone and rock, reminding me of a similar scene in Finland. I forgot what time of day it is, as I say good morning to someone who passes by. It's 3:10 in the afternoon. I stop by the pond in the park. It's covered in green algae. It's quite beautiful, its trees casting a shadow on its surface. You just have to look past the rubber tire and plastic bottle. I walk past a family of four, two young girls. Each parent sat on separate benches, both with phones in their hand, paying no attention to the children. I pass the pond now from the other side. There are patterns and swirls in the algae. It's like a painting in the water. All the while birds are chirping, dogs are barking, ducks are waddling. I picture you both again, but this time in your own countries, in your own landscape, and remember the way you walk. I see your faces and you smile, and that makes me smile.